tell you about my life story.
First of all, this is my mom, Mary Parker.
Yes, this is Mary.
Okay.
When I was 7 years old, I used to live in this place called Gervais Project. It's not no longer a Gervais Project, but it was the best time of my life. Oh, it was the best time of my life. We did so much. We looked out for one another. We ate with everybody. It was like one big happy family. And the older people watches over the younger people. And if we did anything bad or whatever, they were allowed to discipline, you know, nothing real serious. But so we, and then soon as they told our parents, we had another little from our parents. But anyway, in this place that I used to live in, it was a project, but it was nice. It was nice. They had swings. They had everything that you could think of, slime bowls. They had, oh my goodness, like the dirt sandbox, monkey bars inside the whole complex place that I lived in. And we played all night long. It wasn't like, you know, no video games, nothing like that. That was back there in the day. I was 7 years old then. But anyway, it's just a memory I'm thinking about, because I wish I could go back in time to enjoy that time, because I would never get it again. But it was just the best time of our life. We used to stay outside. We slept on the porch all night long. It wasn't nobody harming us. We slept with our doors open. That's how safe it was.
You said Aunt Sibby was young too, Beth.
My Aunt Sibby, she was like a teenager then. And she lived across the field from us. We had a lot of relatives living around the corner, but we're still in that one area. Had a lot of that, but the neighbors were our family too. It was like one big family. And it was so nice. It just bring back good memories. It was very enjoyable. I wish it was like this now today, but we can't do these things.
Y'all play hopscotch and all
that? We had our own games, played marbles, we played hopscotch, we played 1, 2, 3, 4 red light, we played jump rope, we made our own games, and everything was just so nice. Well, I'm sorry that the kids don't know about stuff that we grew up in back there, but I wish they were. If we had the same thing, life would be so much easier, so much better, so much better. Just helping one another.
Can I hear about the adventures of you, Aunt Shirley, and Aunt Sibby back then?
Yes, it was so nice. We just stay outside all night. We go to the swings. We be out just having fun. You can walk off out the project and go somewhere else without any harm. And it'd be like in the middle of the night. Our parents weren't worried about it, as long as we was in one all together, more than one, like all us together in one big bunch.
And y'all didn't have no way to contact them as far as calling them on the cell phone?
No cell phones and stuff. But back then, they had the pay phones. That you could go to a little booth, and you could go put a dime or a nickel in there, and you could call your parents on the phone.
And you and Charlene, you and
yeah, we used all that. We used the little pay phones.
Uncle Bill used to be with y'all.
Yeah, Uncle Bill used to have his look. He's a boy.
Yeah.
But by us being girls, girls hung together.
Okay.
The boys hung together.
Okay.
But it was just so nice. It's just so enjoyable. The name of it is Gervais. It's not Gervais no more. But it was the best. And then we had Hillcrest, not too far from Gervais. Hillcrest was very quiet, like. It's like a quiet project. And it was like a lot of older people living in there. But it was some young people too, but it was so quiet. Gervais was jumping.
Mm-hmm.
It always have something going on. House parties.
Block parties too.
It was one big block party, was like every day. But when we have little house parties, that was so nice. We go to everybody's house who are having a party.
Right.
And we just enjoyed it. It was just so nice. It was a different, you would never understand it because you was never in that area.
Right.
But it was very nice.
Okay.
Yeah, no harm to you. We didn't have to worry about that. Never had to worry about that.
Well, thank you. That's all I wanted you to share. I appreciate it, Ma.
Mm-hmm.
You really enjoyed Gervais.
Yes, I really did. I'll never forget Gervais Project. Never forget it. It's one of the best memories I could ever have.
You said it's torn down now?
And it stayed, and then I remember at the age that we had moved out of Gervais, I think I was like about, maybe about 10. Then we moved out of Gervais, but we still had the best time of our life. But we were too far from Gervais. We moved in our single house then.
Y'all enjoyed like Halloween and all that stuff?
Oh boy, it was the best.
Haunted houses?
It was in the haunted house then.
No.
It was no haunted house. No.
Well, why was it so fun? You was about to say.
Because Halloween, all of us got together in one bunch. And go to, see, back then you could go trick-or-treat. They ain't have no, you try to hurt you, never had that. But it was out of fun and games. Sometimes it would snatch your bags. The kids would try to snatch each other bags and stuff like that, you know. But other than that, no, it was fun. We could go from one end to the other end. We'll go walk all the way from the north side. We could walk to the south side.
Trick-or-treat.
Trick-or-treating, it was nice. And we stayed out practically all night trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm.
We did. Yep.
That sound like
so fun. It was fun. It was fun. Because we all got along. We all got together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Ma. I love you. And thank you for that conversation.
Yeah, that was one of the best memories I had.
Okay. God bless you, Mom. And talk to you later.